Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. We bless the name of the living God. Hallelujah. We come on this afternoon with a grateful heart. We come on this afternoon, amen, lifting up the name of Jesus. Father God, as we come, Father God, we confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Father God, anywhere that we have come short of your glory, short of your honor, and short of your praise, we embrace the gifts of a brand new day, and we thank you for it, Father. Father God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for sitting high and looking low. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. How great is our God. How great, how great, how great is our God. Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for another opportunity to share the word, another opportunity to speak the word, another opportunity to hear the word, another opportunity to meditate on the word, another opportunity to live the word until Christ be formed in us. So we say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for our listening audience around the globe. We thank you for all of these men and all of these women. We say thank you for them, Father, in Jesus' name. So to you be glory, honor, and praise. We ask that you would have your way, Father God. We are the potter. You are the clay. We thank you for molding us and making us after your will while we are waiting, yielded, and still. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Lord, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Glory be to God, where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. So glad to be in the service of the Lord one more day. We want to welcome all of our first-time visitors around the globe. Thank you for being here with us. We welcome you. Please have a seat and enjoy our services on today. We also want you to know, amen, that we meet on this platform 7 days a week, lifting up the name of Jesus. We invite you to visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Glory be to God, and fellowship with us every day. Every day we have an altar of prayer, where we pray 2 times a day and we fellowship, hallelujah, in unity, lifting up the name of Jesus Christ, who is our Lord Savior. Every knee is going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. Amen and amen. Our scripture for this morning comes from the book of Matthew, chapter number 16, verse number 24. And it reads like this. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to, amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. We want to speak to you, amen, for a few minutes on this morning, amen. And we are coming with a subject, no cross, no crown. No cross, no crown. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. So we're going to have another selection. And then after the selection, we will come with the word of God for today. Amen, 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 amen. And we want to thank God for that selection on this morning. Beloved, we have been teaching this month on the law of obedience. And we have proven through the word of God and through the scriptures, amen, that the Lord requires us to live a life of obedience. Our obedience to God is our proof, amen, that we love God. And not only does God require a lifestyle of obedience, we have also proven through the scriptures that God rewards obedience. And the blessings of the Lord does make rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. A lot of people are a little confused and exactly what it means to be obedient to God. How do we prove our obedience? How do we prove our love? What is it more that we need to do? And we find this, beloved, is expanding, especially in the generation that we live in on today, because people, they give their life to Christ. They make a confession with their mouth that Jesus Christ is their Lord and their Savior. And so they want to accept salvation because they know that this is the only way to heaven. But the Bible does say it is a two-part commitment, beloved. We must believe in our hearts and we must confess with our mouth. And we find that there is a lot of confessing where people will confess their salvation, but yet we see no substantial change. There's been no change in their lifestyle. There's been no change in their way of thinking. There's been no change in their way of walking. There has been no change. Glory be to God. And so we find, beloved, a lot of carnal Christian. There's a lot of carnality in the Christian circle, carnality where people are living the same way they lived prior to their so-called conversion. And what we have to look at, beloved, is that in order to be a true Christian, there must be a change of heart. See, beloved, you are not a Christian because you go to church. You are not a Christian because your name is in somebody's role, somebody's book. You're not a Christian because you sing on the choir or you bring an offering to the altar. But beloved, to be a Christian, you must be born again, meaning that there is a change of heart. Second Chronicles chapter number 5, verse number 17 says, if any man, if any woman be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. All things. And so, beloved, this is why, glory be to God, there's going to be a lot of people in hell. In hell. A lot of Christians in hell. Well, you might say, well, Pastor, how can you be a Christian and how can you go to hell? Because anybody can say that they are a Christian. You can teach your parakeet, your bird, your dog to say, I am a Christian. To be a Christian, you must be born again. So the bottom line is this, beloved. Amen. If we are a true Christian, if you are a true disciple of Christ, you are a follower of Christ. See, some people say that Jesus is their Lord and Savior, but they do not follow him. To be a true disciple, it means that you are the follower, beloved. And we see this in the scriptures in the book of 1 Peter, chapter number 2, verse number 21. And it reads like this. It says, for to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. We are followers. We are following Christ. We are following his spirit. We are following his word. That is what makes you a Christian. You follow him. Wherever he leads, you follow. We read the scriptures, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Okay? Well, that means if the Lord is your shepherd, the Lord is leading you and you are following him. And this is why in our scripture for this morning, Jesus says in Matthew chapter number 16, verse number 24, he says, if anyone, lottie-dottie, everybody, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. See, in order to follow the Lord, there is a picking up of a cross. There is a something that you must carry. There's something that you must do. When we talk about taking up our cross, what does that mean? Is that bad news? It sounds like that's something heavy, Pastor. It sounds like, you know what I mean, something grievous. No. To take up your cross means that you make God's goals your goals. It's not what you want, it's what God wants. It's not your goals, it's God's goals. It's not your agenda, it's God's agenda. It's not your itinerary, it's God's itinerary. That's what it means to take up your cross. When Jesus was here on earth, Jesus was constantly remind the disciples, constantly remind the people that he must be about his Father's business. Jesus said, I didn't come down here. I didn't leave heaven to come down here on earth for my agenda. I didn't come to earth born through the Virgin Mary to fulfill my will. But he said, I came to do my Father's will. That's what it means to take up your cross, beloved. Despite the cost, you want to please your Father. Despite the cost, you're taking up your cross. And in order to take up your cross, it means you must deny yourself. Because, beloved, there's going to be moments where there's going to be conflict between your flesh and your spirit. Conflict between the carnal and the spiritual. Conflict between the world and heaven. Conflict. So who wins? Who wins when there's a conflict? The Bible says, beloved, amen, we don't wrestle against, amen, a man. But the warfare that we are in is the warfare between the flesh and the spirit and the flesh. Who wins? See? But when you are a disciple of Christ, when you are a follower of Christ, glory be, your spirit wins because you tell your flesh no. Glory be to God. It's God's goals, despite the cost. You might say it's a heavy price to pay. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Titus chapter number 2, verse 12 says this, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. That's what it means to take up your cross. You say no to the lusts of the world. You say no to the lusts of the flesh. You say no to the lusts of the eye. You're denying ungodliness. Brother Moses put it this way. He said, I would rather suffer affliction with the children of Israel rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
You're saying no to the worldly lust. Why? Because heaven and earth is going to pass away. Why get all tangled up in a situation that's going to pass away? Why not stay focused on your eternal goals? Why not stay focused, amen, on what really matters in life? We should not live loosely. We should make choices that matter. We should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present age. That's what it means to take up your cross. You tell the world, I'm not interested. Why? Because broad is the way that leadeth to hell and destruction, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life. You got to tell the world no. I can't do what you're doing. I can't go to the parties you're going to. I can't associate with the company you associate with. I can't eat where you eat. I can't do all these things. If it's not bringing any glory to God, if it's something, glory be to God, hallelujah, that the Lord is leading me away from, I have to go the way the Lord is telling me to go, even though I might not want to do it, but I'm going to do it anyhow. I've already counted the cost. Who builds a house? If you are going to build a house, you're going to count the cost first. How much does this house cost? How much is it going to cost for the material? How much is it going to cost, amen, to purchase the land? How much is it going to cost to pay the builders? How much is it going to cost? You're going to count the cost before you start building. Otherwise, you may start building and run out of money. Now you have a house half built. Well, beloved, we must count the cost in our Christian walk. And say, regardless of how much it costs, I choose Jesus. I choose Jesus. And so, beloved, we read in Matthew chapter number 10, verse number 38. It says, and he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. The Lord said, you're not even worthy. You're not worthy to carry my name. You're not worthy. And this is why he tells us, beloved, that when some of us see Jesus, because everybody is going to see Jesus, the saved and the unsaved. Because the Bible says, beloved, amen, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus is going, some people are going to hear Jesus say, depart from me. I know you not. Your work was of iniquity. Some people are going to hear Jesus say, depart from me, I never knew you. Well, didn't I, you know, feed the poor? Didn't I go to the prisons to visit the sick? Didn't I go to the hospital to feed the sick? Didn't I sing on the choir? Didn't I preach the gospel? He's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. You want to know why? I'm going to tell you why. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because of the scripture, amen, that I just read, beloved. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Coming out of Matthew's. Hallelujah. Go there again. Hallelujah. Matthew's chapter 10, amen, verse number 38. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He says, because you did not take up your cross and follow me, therefore you are not worthy of me. See, some people want God to follow them. They want to lead. They want to tell God what to do. They want to tell God how to do it. The Lord said, no, it don't work this way. I'm God. Before me, there was none other. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. Glory be to God. I am God. Glory be to God. You must follow me. And if you do not follow me, you are not worthy of me. That's what it means to pick up your cross. That's what it means to be a disciple. That's what it means to be a believer. That's what it means to be born again. That's what it means to be saved. A lot of people don't know what it means to be saved. There's a lot of churches out here, beloved, that don't even know what salvation is all about. The pastors don't know what salvation is about. The members don't know what salvation is about. They just think you just come to church, sit down, sing a couple songs, collect an offering, go home in an hour or two. No, it's more than that. We're talking about every day. This is a way of life. You follow Christ not just on Sundays. You follow Christ every day. Why? Because you are a Christian in your heart. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, when we look in the word, amen, hallelujah, in the book of Luke, hallelujah, chapter number 14. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. We read that already. Whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I want you to look at another scripture here. He also tells us, beloved, amen, hallelujah, unless a man does not leave mother, father, sisters, brothers, glory be to God. He said, you cannot be my disciple. What is the Lord saying here? Does the Lord want you to abandon your family? No, the Lord does not want you to abandon your family. That is not what he's saying. Let's take another look at it. Verse 26 is this. If any man come to me and hate not his father, his mother, his wife, and children, and brethren, and sisters, yea, and his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. There are requirements. What? This is self-denial. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? What is the God saying? God is saying here that God must be first. God must be first. We must love the Lord with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, all of our strength, and want God's will first. That's what it means to be a Christian. Not because somebody gave you a badge. That's what it means to be a Christian, beloved. You have decided to follow Christ. You pick up your cross and say, I am going where he leads me. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, hallelujah. In the book of Acts, amen, as we, amen, prepare to close on this morning. Hallelujah. In the book of Acts, chapter number 20, glory be to God, hallelujah. Let us look, go down to verse number 24, and it says this. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the grace of God. You want to finish your race. You want to finish your race. We sing the songs, beloved, but do we believe the words? Amen. The songwriter wrote a song, when I see Jesus. Amen. When I see Jesus, hey, amen. all of my trials, all of my sufferings will be over when I see Jesus. Hey, amen. Well, beloved, there's only one way you're going to see Jesus. You must be a follower. You got to follow him because, see, let me tell you something. You don't know no other way to go. You don't know how to get there. You don't know how to get to heaven. You don't know how to get to where the Lord is trying to take you. You don't know how to get to the blessing. You don't know how to get to that prosperity road. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So if Jesus is the way and you're not following him, how you gonna find your way? We trying to find our way on our own accord. We want to leave Jesus out of the picture. The Bible says there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. You can't go in your own way. You can't go the way you think is right. You got to go in the way you know is right. And that comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ where we are following him. We pick up our cross every day, not just on Easter. Talking about who's going to carry the cross. We carry our cross. Because sometimes our flesh wants to go contrary. Sometimes our flesh does not want to serve. Sometimes our flesh does not want to pray. Sometimes our flesh does not want to live right. And we want instant gratification instead of doing it God's way. God may be taking us the long way around. But you best believe God is very intentional. And there's always a purpose in God's plans. And he is working something beautiful for you. Glory be to God. We must pick up our cross daily, every day. Jesus said, if you desire to come after him, if you desire to be a follower, what did he tell the disciples? Amen. Peter, James, and John. And when Jesus first met them, they was out there fishing on the boat, and Jesus said, come follow me. They had to drop what they was doing and follow Jesus. Why? Because that's the only way you're going to get there, beloved. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. If I was having a party at my house and I invited you to come to my house, some of you might catch an airplane to get here. Some of you might catch a boat. Some of you might drive. Some of you might walk. But when you get to my house, it's only one way you're going to get in the house is you got to come through the door. Jesus says, I am the door and I am the way. He says, let one man deny themselves, take up their cross. Beloved, what is your cross? What's holding you back? What's holding you back? What is that cross you don't want to pick up? What is that cross you're running away from? You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Jesus said, and follow me. Follow. Are you a follower? Are you a follower of Christ, of his word? Because then he goes on to say, beloved, whosoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoso loses his life for my sake will find it. See, it's not just about losing your life. Because you got people that's taking their lives every day. The suicide rate is very high. No, we're not talking about just taking your life. We're talking about losing your life for Christ's sake. Not the lifestyle I want to live, but the lifestyle God wants me to live. And you best believe God wants more for you than you want for you. Then he goes on in verse number 26 and says, for what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? What? So what if you have more money than all the rich people in the world? What if you had all the money? More money than Oprah, more money than Elon Musk, more money than Bill Gates, more what? So what? Say you had enough money, you could buy whatever you wanted to buy. Do whatever you want to do. Build whatever you want to build. Travel wherever you wanted to travel. Glory be to God. So what? If you get all that and you lose your soul. Glory be to God, because it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. So what? Beloved, let me tell you something. It's better to be poor and make heaven your home. Glory be to God, hallelujah, than to be rich and miss heaven. God is not opposed to you having good things. God is not opposed to you having, but we must seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God must be first in all your accumulations. God must be first in your welfare. God must be first in your decisions. God must be first in your choices. God must be first. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. And I want you to hear this verse here as we close on this morning. Then he says this in verse 27. He says, for the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and he will reward us each according to his words. That's why we fighting. That's why we going. That's why we're picking up our cross. That's why we don't mind picking up our cross. That's why we don't mind denying ourselves some worldly pleasures for a season. We don't mind the sacrifices. We don't mind the tears. We don't mind it. We don't mind. We don't mind. Because he said he's coming back, and he's coming back with his rewards. Beloved brother Paul saw it. Hallelujah. In 2 Timothy chapter number 4, when it came time for Paul to leave, glory be to God, and his mission was over, his journey on life was over. He said, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. He said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my race. I have kept the faith. He said, but there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all those who love his appearing. Brother Paul said, I got a crown. I'm going to wear a golden crown. God's going to give me a crown of righteousness. So I'll keep on fighting, because I'm fighting for my crown. I'll keep on going, because I'm going for my crown. I'll keep on pushing, because I'm pushing for my crown. Because God is going to give me a crown of righteousness for my faithfulness, for picking up my cross, for following him, even when I didn't understand, even when I didn't know my way. I didn't know what God was doing. I didn't know where God was taking me. Glory be to God. But he said, I'm going to strive lawfully. I'm going to get me an incorruptible crown. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. Turn around and tell your neighbor. Say, you got to keep going. Turn around and tell your neighbor, I think I'll push through this situation. Turn around and tell your neighbor, I can't let no man take my crown. Brothers and sisters, don't let nobody take your crown. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. No cross, no crown. No cross, no crown. No cross, no crown. You can't take my crown because I ain't going to give it to you. And I'm not going to let you have it. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep on keeping on. Turn around and say, your neighbor, keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. Sometimes up, sometimes down. Sometimes I'm level to the ground. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Tell your neighbor, say, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep pushing, don't get weary in well doing, don't give up, don't throw in the towel. Tell your neighbor, keep going, keep going, keep going. Glory be to God. Pick up your cross and keep going. Some days you're moving slow, some days you're moving fast, but make sure you're moving. Make sure you're moving. Glory be to God. Why? Because there's going to be a reward. God is coming with your crown, a crown of righteousness that no man can take away. Beloved, it's worth it. It's worth it. Don't let no man take your crown. Glory be to God. Jesus died for you to get it. Hallelujah. And your faith is what's going to take you through. It's what's going to take you through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have decided, hallelujah, to follow Jesus. Hallelujah. I have decided, hallelujah, to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and hallelujah. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank God for the word of God on today. Beloved, amen. Hallelujah. 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 The cost of discipleship. No cross, no crown. No cross, no crown. And we bless be the name of the Lord. God's word will never return unto him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. Beloved, if you can't say amen, just say ouch. Amen, and ask the Lord to help you. If you have never, ever, ever received Jesus Christ in your heart as your Lord and your Savior, today is your day. Some of you may ask, well, how can I be born again? Can I enter back into my mother's womb? That's a very good question. Nicodemus had the same question. He came to Jesus by night. He couldn't understand what it meant to be born again. He said, I don't understand. Can you break it down for me? Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. Hallelujah. Right where you are. Beloved, there is no time and distance in the spirit. You do not have to be in the church house. You do not have to be on your knees. You do not have to have on certain colors. Glory be to God. All you have to do is believe. Open your mouth and repeat after me. I am going to introduce you, amen, to the Lord of the universe right now in your moment of salvation. Repeat after me. Father, I am a sinner. I come to you as I am, and I ask that you would forgive me for all of my sins, all of my unrighteousness. I open my mouth and I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ was risen from the dead on the third day, and he rules as Lord and Savior. And I invite him to come and live in my heart, to lead me, to guide me, to direct me as you save me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. And thank you that my name is now confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The angels are rejoicing. Welcome to the family of God. You're born again. You're saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all it took. Amen. Now, it's not the end, but it's the beginning. Because a woman does not give birth to a child and leave the child on the doorstep, but that you are born again into God's kingdom. Now, what do you do from here? You have to follow him. How do you follow him? Number one, you have to connect with a good church, a good ministry. You got to get planted there. Amen. You need a leader. You need a pastor. You need somebody. Amen. It's going to be pouring into you. Amen. The preached word. You have to be a hearer of God's word. You want to read God's word. Huh? You want to pray God's word. That's all you got to do. And the Holy Spirit is going to show you everything else. Reach out to us here at lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Let us know you gave your life to Christ today. We want to pray with you, pray for you. Amen. Glory be to the living God. While you're there, amen, glory be to God. Amen. If you desire, amen, to sow into the soil of God's word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can plant a seed there. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461. In Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. Hallelujah. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. And we say thank you for your support. Hallelujah and hallelujah. Again, follow us, amen, on social media. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. You can find us on YouTube, LinkedIn, and all the social media or websites. Amen. Glory be to God. Visit us at the early morning prayer. Come back and get a spiritual breakfast for champions, 6 o'clock every morning, Eastern time. Amen. Meet us at the altar of prayer. Let us pray in Jesus' name, and to God be glory. Hallelujah. We're going to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. No turning back. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Thank God for all the souls that gave their life to Christ today. Amen. We want to hear from you because we want to pray for you and pray with you. This concludes our service on today. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Always a pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Always. Hallelujah. Looking forward to all the wonderful holidays coming up in this special month. We have a lot of holidays to celebrate. And we thank God, hallelujah, for Jesus Christ, who is our holiday. Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth. We thank you that your word will not return into your void. Father God, we bind every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We bind it. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. And we decree and declare, declare and decree. That Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. God bless you. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. No cross, no crown. Be a follower. Hallelujah, and be blessed. God bless you.
You called my name and I kept on running. I would hide when I heard you coming. Didn't wanna fit you in my time. Thought life without you I would be fine. So because I didn't listen, you broke me down to get my attention. Now I see there was no other way. So I stand right here with these words to say. Lord, I'll go. If you need me, Lord, I'm sure to follow. Just say so, and don't go. The road ahead may be long, dark, and narrow.
come sometimes when I feel I'm not worthy to do the will that you have on me. This blessed